The U.S. chip maker, famous for building AI accelerators, those chips used to develop artificial intelligence models like ChatGPT, it posted results that were above estimates and an upbeat forecast as well. The company posting revenue of $57 billion in the latest quarter, up from 46 in the previous one, and about 62% higher than a year prior. And that'll keep growing as well. The forecast for next quarter is of a revenue of $65 billion. That's that column in yellow. You can see there the company's financial chief even saying the company will likely eclipse a target of $500 billion in revenue over the next few quarters.
So what do these results tell us, Charles?
Well, it tells us that demand for NVIDIA's chips is still going strong, pushed by efforts to speed up computing work, notably in the search field, but also by physical applications of AI technology, for instance, robots and other devices. All this, even if recently fears have been on the rise that the sector was spending too much money on AI infrastructure without enough of a guarantee of returns. And that's what has led to tech stocks dropping over the past 3 or 4 days, compounded by the fact that some high-profile investors like Peter Thiel had sold their entire NVIDIA stakes. The company, valued at $4.5 trillion, that's more than France's entire GDP, is central to the AI boom, and its financial health is seen as a barometer for the health of the wider sector. In his earnings call, Jensen Huang, the CEO, addressed those AI bubble concerns, saying, "There's been a lot of talk about an AI bubble. From our vantage point, we're seeing something very different."